2VM on the phone. I've got Mr. Roy Butler, who is a DAIT member for Barwon. So how are you going?
It's been a very, very, very busy time. We're always busy, but the last week or so has been incredible.
We were talking offline just about COVID and how people are sort of travelling to different regional council areas and they really don't have a need to be doing it. They're not essential workers.
Yeah, sure. So the orders clearly state that there's only certain reasonable excuses to leave home. So the idea is that the virus moves with people. So if we can keep people at home and stop people moving about as much as possible, then that obviously stops the spread of the virus, or it gives it less chance to spread. There are certain categories of people, though, such as agriculture, where you've got obligations under the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act, where you need to look after stock. And we've had some concerning reports that people have been pulled over travelling to feed stock or to pick up feed to take to their farm, and been told that that's not essential. And I've been on the phone and messenger to the Minister, Adam Marshall, overnight, and he's clarified what I understood, which is that agriculture is essential. So we're just trying to get the orders tightened up a little bit to make it clear that things like agriculture, where it needs to keep going for from a welfare perspective for animals or for the purpose of getting a crop in or off, that can still happen. So we're just trying to get that clarified. Now, there's always been an exemption for movement across LGA boundaries for medical purposes, so if people need to go to a medical appointment or get a vaccination, that's still possible to do that travel. Obviously, you do it in the safest way possible and the most direct route. We're just trying to get some clarity, because the way the orders are written, they're written for Greater Sydney, and they talk about not crossing more than 5 kilometres into the next local government boundary with the local government areas the size they are out west. 5 kilometres isn't going to get you down your driveway, let alone get you to the nearest shopping centre. Deputy Premier's made comments that because the orders don't make it clear that it's okay to go to the nearest shopping centre in a neighbouring LGA. That could still be 20, 30, 40, 50 kilometres away, but the one in your own LGA might be 100. So the Deputy Premier's made comment that it's okay, but I think given the orders of what's enforceable, that's what we need to get tidied up.
COVID cases down your way?
Yeah, unfortunately, since this started in Dubbo, we really hoped that it wouldn't spread. But then we had a gentleman who travelled from Bathurst. He was down in the correctional centre down in Bathurst, and he was tested while he was coming through processing in the correctional centre, but the test result wasn't available by the time he was discharged and or released. And he travelled back to Walgett, unfortunately, and a couple of other people picked it up off him. At the moment, though, what I'm hearing is that we haven't got any further cases in Walgett, and I hope it stays that way. Mm. We have had a couple of cases in Bourke, and the potential for more to come. And the risk with these communities is that, they're geographically isolated, but they've also got really strong Aboriginal populations, and some of those folk have comorbidities, respiratory issues, and some of them are really well aged. And trying to keep it out of these communities has been a priority, I think, for everyone. The other complicating factor is that a lot of these communities simply don't have the medical services that are available to look after people if those medical services were overwhelmed. And aeromedical recovery is problematic in that if you take a positive case on a plane, you've got some things you need to do with the crew to make sure that they're okay. You've also got to clean the plane, deep clean the plane. So keeping it out of the communities was always a priority, and unfortunately it's made its way in. So now the goal is, I suppose, to suppress movement of people around so that we can essentially stop the virus from spreading from person to person. And that's a challenge in some of these communities. It's been culturally normal for these guys to get together and large family groups get together, and it's really hard for them to not have that social contact that they'd normally have. It's been part of what they've done for centuries. So we've really got to all make a bit of a sacrifice and just reduce our movements at the moment, and try and make sure we don't let it get out of hand anymore.
Yeah, and you've had a lot of problems with people coming from other LGAs to get tested in your area. Are you going to expand that into other LGAs so that if someone is travelling, like you've mentioned, can come and get tested?
Yeah, look, in terms of testing, because the LGAs are so big, I think what you're probably referring to is Walgett, when the pop-up vaccination clinic came up. And the first day it was only for people in Walgett Township, and then it was expanded after that to the broader LGA. I think what we're going to see in the future, and starting today, we've got the ADF coming out to Western New South Wales, which is great. Really welcome them coming out. That'll be a real help to getting vaccination numbers up. But we're going to see pop-up clinics return. So in some of these smaller communities where people wouldn't normally travel out, it's probably much lower risk to bring some people in wearing PPE to be able to give them the vaccination if they want it in those communities. And that restricts the movement. You know, if they can do 100 people in a day in a small town, then that means that's 100 people that didn't have to make a trip to a larger town. So that, again, reduces the movement because you've only got a small crew of people going out to do the vaccinations. So I'm just waiting on the LHD, the Western LHD, to give me dates for pop-up clinics so people can go along in their local community and get the vaccine if they want it.
Yeah, and it all takes money. Where's the money coming from for all of this stuff?
we'll be thinking about that for many years to come, I think. The state and federal governments have both spent money hand over fist, whether it's in support payments, support for business, or in terms of the just the medical operation that they've got going. State government started this, like we came into this parliamentary term, the 57th parliament. State government had more money than ever had in the history of state government. So we didn't come into it in a bad position, but I dare say by the end of it, we'll be licking our financial wounds for some time to come.
What are you doing today? You got anything on?
Meetings via Zoom and Microsoft Teams, on the phone, media, responding to lots of anxious people on social media, because a lot of people will message or call in. So my offices are still operating. Some of them are working remotely. But we're still fielding lots and lots and lots of questions from people each day about the application of the orders, what they can and can't do, how they manage their shared care arrangements with children, how they look after elderly grandparents in a neighbouring LGA, all the things that I guess would be more specific to regional New South Wales than they would be to the city.
And you don't have a problem with anyone calling your office and finding out information?
That's what we're there for. Yeah. We're there to help. So message the Facebook page, call the office. If you do message the Facebook page, it gives you all the phone numbers for the office anyway. But if you get in touch with us, we'll do our best to try and get you the right information as soon as possible.
Terrific. Have a great day, mate.
No worries, Ken. Thank you.